So what do you do? You working? Are you retired? Or what do you got going on?
Well, I'm retired.
Oh, good for you. I was firefighter for a long time. I worked for the city of Ecorse downriver. I was a paramedic there and many other places. My health caught up to me. My lungs are bad. We have a manufacturing company at home, you know, back here in Wixom, Wall Lake area. We make airplane parts, so that's kind of what I do. And then I used to love to go fishing, and we did a lot of outdoor stuff, but just don't have a lot of time, and I've really been enjoying these radios.
Oh, yeah, when you get your hand thicker, you're going to enjoy it more, believe me, I know that. Like I am, I'm all over right now. I'm on the 10-meter, I'm on the GMRS, and I'm on the ham site. All over. I listen and I talk.
Yeah, that's good, Roger. I monitor a lot of those repeaters and stuff on the ham side, and I hear you. And you always got a good conversation going.
There's one in the morning. They call it GM. I call it GM. That is TPIX for TPIX. I don't even know what TPIX mean or not.
No, I'm not familiar with that. But I heard you say something about one in the morning. I'm up late, and it's pretty quiet. The radios are pretty quiet. I don't know if it's, you know, something I'm doing or it's the weather.
Yeah, the GMRS quiet, but not on the ham site. There's always somebody out there.
Yeah, but, you know, I kind of play by the rules, so I'm not gonna key up that mic until I got that license, you know.
That is the best thing to do. That's what I did. My background on 2000, was that 2000? I took a test on the ham site, and I failed because in 2000, it used to be Morse code, 5 words a minute, and used to be a written test. I passed a written test, but I couldn't pass the Morse code, which is CW.
Roger, I've been reading a little bit about that, and I'm glad there's a lot of guys out there that can do that. I'm glad they don't require that because I don't have a lot of interest in that. Maybe I will later, but I'm glad it's changed.